Ezekiel chapter 34. The abuse of certain religious leaders is not new or just of the past, and one day God will judge them. But there were also lying prophets among the people then, just as there will be lying religious teachers among you. They'll say anything that sounds good to exploit you. They won't, of course, get by with it. They'll come to a bad end. For God has never just stood by and let that kind of thing go on. We know of too many cases of spiritual leaders of our time feeding your own mouths. Aren't shepherds supposed to feed sheep? You drink milk, you make clothes from wool, you roast the lambs, but you don't feed the sheep. You don't build up the weak ones, don't heal the sick, don't doctor the injured, don't go after the strays, don't look for the lost. God, whose severe judgments occupy many pages of the Old Testament, manifests in this chapter the same compassion with which he shows himself in the New Testament, as shepherds go after their flocks when they get scattered. I'm going after my sheep. I'll rescue them for all the places they've been scattered to in the storms. Dear to the heart of the shepherd, dear are the sheep of his fold. Dear is the love that he gives them, dearer than silver or gold. Dear to the heart of the shepherd, dear are his other lost sheep. Over the mountains he follows, over the waters so deep. Out in the desert they wander, hungry and helpless and cold. Off to the rescue he hastens, bringing them back to the fold.